Right, you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. You can find us on the internet at kgvm.org, and you can find us on your radio dial at 95.9 FM. Let's hear from a sponsor, then we'll get the show rolling. KGVM is grateful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, that weirdo store located at 29 West Main Street on the sunny side of Maine in downtown Bozeman. Cactus has a selection of music ranging from the newest releases on LP and CD to vintage vinyl, with music for all tastes. They also carry a wide variety of gifts and apparel, and they are your source for tickets to events in the Bozeman area. You can find out more online at cactusrecords.net or by phoning 406-587-0245. All right, you are tuned to the Local Musician Spotlight tonight. Each Wednesday night at 7 p.m., I have a local musician or band come into the studio, or sometimes I take a road trip and go find them somewhere and record them. But tonight, I'm in the studio with Mercedes Carroll.
Hello.
Glad to have you along tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
So we'll talk music and songwriting and stuff, and then maybe listen to some songs. So let's start off with just kind of the basic question that I'm sure you get asked all the time. How long have you been playing, and how did you get into music?
I picked up a guitar when I was 15, and actually the pastor at my church taught me some chords, and along with a friend of mine, and so I'd play, you know, in services and stuff like that. But I didn't start taking it more seriously till after college. So I knew how to play and I'd learned songs. But I started writing at 19, and I would say the last 2 years really putting my 100% focus into it. And would like to even put more. Could I put 111, 110%
sure.
in?
Yeah, that's how you know you're really serious when it's 110%.
Yeah.
So you've been playing out around here for a few years?
I have, actually. So 6 years ago, I formed a band with a couple friends, and we were called Drink Me Pretty. And we played at the Hofbräu, and we actually all jumped, you know, into the car and went to local businesses and asked if we could play, and that's how we got our first gigs, and it was super fun. We had a lot of heart. Our technical skill maybe didn't match the passion just yet, but you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. I who's to say, but that might be the right order to do it in.
Yeah.
Start with the passion and then pick up the technical chops to keep up with it.
Yeah, cool.
I guess maybe we just start off, and if you want to play a couple songs here.
Oh, sure, yeah. I guess I could have said more about that, too. So I released my first EP in October, and it's called She's Pretty. And what we did is we recorded 14 songs and released half in October, and the other half will come out in April or May. But this is the first track to She's Pretty Volume 1. It's called Gasoline. I wrote this about 6 years ago. We played it in Drink Me Pretty a lot. So here it goes. Get me down the road to you. I've got enough tobacco in this pipe for two. I really hope to see you at the end of my ride. Oh, the last time you said hello to me, you said goodbye. Ooh, you stood there in your jean jacket, the one with a patch on the sleeve, and you're leaning on again.
fix that old Coca-Cola machine. Well, you hooked my gaze, you reeled me in, took my bet, and you're not a one to win. Ooh, I've got enough gasoline to get me down the road to you. I've got enough tobacco in this pipe for two. Really hope to see you at the end of my ride. Oh, the last time you said hello to me, you said goodbye. Ooh. Well, you were sweet, a rose unplucked, a romance blazing down a streak of luck. But you played me dirty, a knife in my back. All I could see from those steel bars was red and black. Ooh, I've got enough gasoline to get me down the road to you. I've got enough tobacco in this pipe for two. Really hope to see you at the end of my ride. Oh, the last time you said hello to me, you said goodbye. Ooh. That's where the ripping guitar solo would go. Woo! Well, this is easy.
So, probably play a couple more, you said? All right, cool. Well, let's dial it down a little bit. I'll play one from the half that's coming out in the spring. And this song, actually, I started writing it with a friend of mine about 6 years ago. and we didn't finish it. And then my best friends from college came to me and asked for a song for their wedding. And I thought that the lyrics that we had down were too good to let go to waste. So, this is called Faith. Something on my mind you ought to know. I'd follow you straight to hell. I'd follow you wherever you go. This love you've given me gives me so much strength. Like a preacher to the Bible, your love gives me faith. Faith to love someone more than you love yourself. Faith to deliver on a promise you've made with someone else. Faith to believe in something even though it's blind. It's all faith, babe, that keeps
I've got something on my mind, you already know. I'd follow you around this world, I'd follow you wherever you go. It's our hearts that beat so steady and in time. Love and patience together make faith bottom line. Faith to love someone more than you love yourself. Faith to deliver on a promise you've made with someone else. Faith to believe in something even though it's blind. It's all faith, babe, that keeps you. Life's a tough road, but we'll make it through, you'll see. When I get to the other side, you're the one I want with me. So take my hand, and here we'll fly. Faith is all we'll ever need to get us by. Faith to love someone more than you love yourself. Faith to deliver on a promise you've made with someone else. Faith to believe in something even though it's blind. It's all faith, babe, that keeps you and me alive. It's all faith, babe, that keeps you and me alive.
Well, that was pretty.
Thank you.
So you've kind of got the rambunctious EP and maybe the introspective EP, huh?
Totally, yeah. Nice. I think that's what it is. I think if you feel like rocking out, put on volume one. If you feel like a crooner, sad, lay on your couch, relax album, listen to the second one for sure, yeah. And that song is so cool because, you know, I wrote it for my best friend's wedding, but it's actually been played at like six now.
Wow.
So that's cool.
It's it's the right notes, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. And on the album, we actually did a four-part girl harmony. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's I'm very excited about it. It's kind of, we based it a little off of Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and the, you know,
yeah,
Emmylou,
yeah,
and all those girls. Yeah. So actually I just was in there a couple days ago listening to them at about 85% done, and the fact that it's going to get better, I'm so excited. It's going to be cool. So those girls did a great job. I had Krista Barnett, Hannah Clemenson, and why am I spacing her name right now? She sang with Jason.
Oh.
Elena Gordon. There we go. Jeez. I tried to spout it off like, I got this, and then... anyway.
Yeah, so the second EP is getting close?
It is getting close. I mean... to being finished, the release won't be until April or May, because I'd like to order product and, you know, really release it in an organized fashion, where, you know, you like kind of put a single out there, kind of remind people of the first half even a little bit, and then plug that one. And but yeah, I'm excited to get them both out into the world. And another cool thing about it is, so my husband Isaac paints, and so the cover of the album is this nice like mauve pink, and then he painted some mockingbirds, and he did about five of them, and the first one will have a totally different mockingbird than the second. And,
oh, cool!
Yeah,
I like things like that. This kind of series and
tied together,
yeah,
sort of thing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So when you were decided to do the album and started thinking about how you'd put it together and stuff, how did you end up deciding to do two EPs instead of like maybe just putting it all together into one album? Was that ever a consideration or?
So I worked at Live from the Divide studio with Doc Wiley. And at the time, they were talking about Tom Petty's Wildflowers album and how it had that second half, you know. And so he was really inspired by that idea. And then I just think having, you know, all this, the songs that I had, it was kind of like, and being a new artist, it kind of made sense. Like, let's make this a project and like... And it's funny because there were multiple times where I'm like, are you sure? I don't know. I don't know if we should do this, you know? And I'm sure he was like, ah! but now that it's in motion, it's so cool. And I'm really happy we did it that way. Yeah.
I think back and I think the process of recording and putting an album together and the distribution to a large extent too, I think has changed a lot over the years because I can think of other albums where, you know, one side has a texture and the other side maybe a different texture too. And,
yeah.
And you kind of wonder if artists sort of maybe wish they had been able to, you know, kind of do two different releases. But I imagine the economics of it were different and maybe led people to decide not to do things like that, possibly.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, were you?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because, you know, with the modern industry, I've seen people releasing, just here's a single at a time and not even making an album necessarily. But then I've talked to people like Sean Devine, who's like, I cherish the thought and you know, the well thought through idea of a full length project, you know.
Yeah.
And me too, like when you listen to certain albums all the way through, it's like, oh, they meant to do that there. Like Isaac and I were just listening to a Led Zeppelin album where they were like joining every transition, like you weren't sure when the song was switching.
Yeah.
And like that's just one example, you know. And and so I definitely want to do that in future projects. And I think, for this first one, I think it's still very creative. It's kind of two very different sides. And it's funny because, you know, I've been playing around just as a solo artist. So going in with the big band was actually really, it pushed me, you know? And so when we got into the acoustic sessions, it was like, I'm home, you know?
Things just get easier.
Yeah. And I mean, well, easier, loosely easier. Yeah. But
some things do.
Yeah. But definitely, you know, I could like, okay, like this is more of my comfort zone rather than, but it was also cool to be pushed, you know? And that whole process has definitely, I've come out a better artist and musician.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, you know, for that, like a whole nother transformation. It's cool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Like you said, a lot of people now only, you know, they kind of do a single at a time and I'm old fashioned and I still, you know, I don't put together playlists of songs that I like from different albums. I'd listen to an album. Right. And, it's hard for me to even think about people that just like, no, I just, you know, I just went and bought the songs that I liked off of, you know, and that didn't even maybe know if they were on albums or not. And it's just, I think there is something about that you miss about the opportunity to build up a bigger picture out of a sequence of songs and stuff. So
totally. Yeah, it's like, that's exactly what it is. You only get the message in the song.
Yeah.
Versus if that the layers and like the depth to the project.
Yeah, you know, and I think sometimes albums don't have layers. They're just songs that got stuck one after the other, I guess.
True.
But, you know, I really appreciate it when there is that kind of that feeling of continuity. And it seems like it, as an artist, it just gives you an extra, just something else a little extra that you can be expressive with. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So we were talking, you said that you're going to have vinyl pressed.
I am, yeah. So ordered the first half in October, and it's coming. It's almost here. So I actually need to reach out to, I did a Kickstarter for this album, and so I need to reach out to all my backers and let them know, like, hey, it's still coming, I promise. Like, I haven't, you know, don't give up on me.
Haven't taken the money and fled to Mexico or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still in Montana. You can find me really easily.
So it'll be two separate discs?
It will, yeah. So this first half will be on its own vinyl and with separate artwork.
Yeah.
Which is
talking about the different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you recorded it at Peach Street?
I did, yep, at Live from the Divide studio, and used a lot of local artists, actually all local artists. That was super cool. Most people I knew and had a history with somehow. A few that I didn't, but it was awesome to, you know, meet new people. And it was just everybody was so great. You know, everybody had a great attitude, really brought their game and set aside differences if they had them. And we went to work and it was cool.
Yeah. It's I mean, it just surprises me how much musical talent there is around here.
And, so much.
Yeah, so it's great that you know, there's a kind of a critical mass of people you can, you know, there's plenty of support people and, you know, people you can pull in to play on albums and stuff. And
yeah. Well, and this was kind of cool. So Tony Polcastro, I moved back here. We talked, you know, I had lived in Seattle for a summer and it wasn't working out for me, and I ended up coming back. And when I got back, I actually was working in the biomed field. I have a degree in biology, and I knew I wanted to work at Live from the Divide and that I wanted to get better at guitar. So I actually ended up taking lessons from Tony in 2013. And talk about full circle, he played, you know, he played amazing solos and counterpoints, and oh man, he just, like, it was so cool to have him on both halves of the record.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, we did lessons a while back. I mean, still got a long way to go with guitar, but
yeah.
He's incredible.
So you grew up around here?
I did, for the majority of my childhood. We moved out here when I was 9.
Yeah.
Did you
go to school here at MSU for your degree? Or?
I did not. I went to University of Idaho in Montana, actually, which is in Moscow. Or what did I just say? University of Idaho in Moscow.
Yeah.
Did I say Montana?
You did.
Sorry, everyone.
That's what I was like. No.
wait. This is getting confusing. No. Yes, in Moscow. So it's about 7 hours. It's an hour south of Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not... too far from here and not too radically different a place.
Yeah, no, it's not. And that it's cool in the rolling hills, you know, of the Palouse.
Yeah.
That's kind of different. But, you know, my friends and I would go snowboarding at Brundage Mountain, you know, every chance we got. And Silver Mountain's there and Schweitzer, you know, it's definitely close to home.
Yeah.
I love Idaho.
Yeah. So, you know, it never ceases to amaze me now, having been here for quite a few years and seen the change, like the music scene here and the availability of places to play and recording studios and stuff is just, I think, phenomenal, the way that it's grown in the last 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your impression of, like, places to play now, if you're going to go play out and stuff? What sort of places do you like?
You know, I found myself so Drink Me Pretty broke up in 2016, and I kind of had this moment where I thought, what am I going to do with myself? Because I want to keep playing music, But right now I'm still just working in biology, or actually I'd transitioned to massage therapy at that time because I saw the opportunity of massage therapy balancing better mm-hmm. with music, just time-wise. And so I found myself when I was going to find places to play solo, picking places like the Gravel Bar in Ennis and actually a friend of mine from Austin, Mandy Rowden, she's been through here a couple times, actually quite a few times now. It's just time flies and you don't realize how many years have gone by. But I told her in 2016, I said, hey, like, you're doing this. Can you give me advice? How do I do this, you know? And she said, well, I don't know about advice, but I'll tell you what worked for me and what didn't, which I thought was so funny. Isn't that great?
That's kind of advice, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But her biggest advice that I think she gave me was to find a residency somewhere, because then you're playing to the same venue. Like, you know, the variables stay the same as yeah. much as they can. And you realize that you have to bring something different each week. You figure out how to entertain. It pushes you to learn more. It's a live practice, so you always have that kind of pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this new song, better not flub it up, you know, which yeah. I have still done plenty of occasionally. But yeah, and so I guess to circle back to answering your question, like, that's been one of my favorite places to play. And it's cool because it's kind of a community's kind of growing there now. Like, I have a lot of friends I see out there every other week, and which is just great. And the places I, you know, it's funny. So I traveled down to Texas and watched music and played, and there's places similarly where people don't necessarily, they listen, some might listen, some might not, you know. Yeah. And then obviously I've played places where people are 100% listening. And that's obviously your favorite room, you know. It's hard to come by, especially starting out and, you know, getting your chops up. But I also, so I love the listening audience, but I also love the Gravel Bar, the Old Saloon, the Murray Bar. Like, yeah. there's just something about, they're just so, they're home for me in a way.
Yeah.
And I just recently did a residency at Old Saloon in December, and it was so fun because you just can kind of, they're playing pool while I was singing, but definitely listening, because I would like break off into a part of a song where, you know, when they were shooting, it'd be like, dee, 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 you know, like the pressure's on kind of thing. Yeah. And I would just like play off what was happening in the bar. And that can be really fun.
Yeah.
Too, you know, and, but yeah, I think those are a few of my favorite places, and definitely like that. And the Hofbräu was where I played my first open mic.
Yeah.
And I was terrified. I couldn't even hold my pick. My hands were shaking so bad. And Drink Me Pretty played there a ton. And it's a fun little
yeah,
bar.
I wish they had a little meter in there for all of the musicians who had that same story about getting their start at the open mic at the Hofbräu.
Right? Like, that place is, it's got history in it, you know? And I'm sure bartending there working there, you get to see so much.
Yes.
And yeah. just cycling through and growth and, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I get to see the kind of the progression and how music is changing and,
yeah.
you know, what's going on around town and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. I wonder if you want to play a couple more.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll just kind of switch back and forth between the first half and second. So this is off the first. It's called Sagebrush. Let me get my fingers a little stickier here. Sorry, I got my tuner on. I'm messing with you. Just making sure you're paying attention. All right, here we go. You said, come take my hand, let me set the pace. I know where we're going and I know we won't be late. Blooms of the spring don't rush a summer's day. Neither trees lose their leaves to winter's cold haze. Well, we brave the early morning, brace the cold arrive. Difference in your eyes. As the north wind in the sage, you ruffle my feathers, fearing to fly to the southern skies. Remington loaded the brass flushed field. Came down. Sang among the brush, sold secrets by the river no one else could touch. Oh, we waded streams dreaming, carved our name in a pine. Smokeless powder, I believed I could breathe as if for the first time. Well, we braved the early morning, raised the cold right. Took hold with hesitation, difference in your eyes. As the north wind in the sage, you ruffle my feathers, fearing to fly to the southern skies. Down hard, I guess I always will. Remington loaded the brass flushed field. I came down hard, I guess I always will. I came down hard, I guess I always will. I came down.
I like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's cool. The you probably said the name and I wasn't.
Oh, that one's called Sagebrush.
Sagebrush, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. If you are just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman, and this is the Local Musicians Spotlight. in the studio here with Mercedes Carroll, and if you want to keep going, that we'll listen to another song or two, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just grab a here.
We were just lamenting about the dryness of Montana in the winter a little while ago. So,
Oh yeah. So this one, I was gonna switch back and forth, but I'm already keyed up here, so I'm gonna play you. This one's called Down River, and I actually co-wrote this with a very good friend of mine. Her name's Jennifer Schmidt, and we met in Ennis, Montana, at my residency.
The gravel bar.
Yep, and it was so funny because she goes, "Man, I just love your writing, and I love your performance, and I like to write too, but I don't play." And at the time, I was kind of like, you know what? I could use a comrade in writing because I know I want to write and I love to write, but I have a hard time disciplining myself.
Uh-huh.
And so her and I decided when I was coming out on Wednesdays, we'd sit and write together for an hour or two before I played.
Oh, nice.
And it was so helpful. And we have so many songs written that aren't actual songs yet. Like, they don't have the music to them yet, you know? But this one, oh, man. So she sent me these lyrics. And I said, this has to be a blues song. You know that, right? And she goes, oh, really? I don't know. And I was like, no, it's blues. And anyway, so it just kept growing, and honestly, at first, it's still really hard to sing, but at first, I, like, couldn't even capture what I wanted to, and through the studio, it's probably my favorite song on the album, on this first half.
Yeah.
So, anyway, enough babbling. Here we go. Better than I.
of your sweet undertow. Run deep, still waters make me shiver. Take me wherever you will, down.
It's a loud one.
That works. I like the water currents as a metaphor for life songs. Usually,
yeah,
always something good there.
Well, I think too, what when she sent the lyrics, what, it hit me a lot because so at our old apartment before we moved to Livingston, we had a river access literally 3 minutes from our house. So we would take our dogs down there every day.
Yeah.
So we got to see the river change and morph through the seasons and grow through the years. And it was just like, ah, this is great, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that is just, anyway, yeah.
So when you're writing songs, do you, is that lyrics first kind of the, normally the way it ends up happening or?
You know, typically for me, because I really like to make sure what I'm saying, A, makes sense, that it flows nice. And I actually told Skip this, Anderson. I did an interview with him a while back, and Jamie Lynn Wilson has this song where she says the melody moves on the words that you choose. And so, yeah, so I thought, yeah, of course, like you can write what you want. You just have to like figure out how that can fit in, you know. But recently when I've been writing, like I wrote a song with a friend of mine recently and he actually had the first two stanzas and he had all the music down and ready to go besides like the bridge. So I was writing to the melody, and that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think we still were successful in what we were saying, but it, you know, we started with the melody first.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's gotta be a pretty big different, a big mind shift, I would think, trying to approach it that way.
I have to definitely like, I had to like snap through his melody line, you know, like da 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 da. And then try to think of words. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely a switch. You're right.
Have you done any instrumental songs?
You know, no. I don't. So when I started, lyrics were definitely what drew me to music first.
Yeah.
It's so funny you ask this, actually, because Isaac is, you know, I told you he plays guitar and he's incredibly music driven. So he has a ton of instrumentals.
Yeah.
And we'll listen to a song and he'll be like, did you hear what they did there? And I'm like, did you hear what they said? And it's like, you know, we just totally, but it's cool because he's totally taught me to look at the music side stronger.
Yeah.
And then he listens to lyrics harder.
Yeah.
And so it's been a learning curve that way.
The great coming together.
Yeah.
It's like the Reese's peanut butter cup. Two great things put together.
Peanut butter and chocolate. Not sure which one I am, but.
You could just kind of let that float out there.
Yeah, I like
decide
that.
Decide at the spur of the moment, maybe.
I'll get home. Are you peanut butter or chocolate?
What?
Because I guess I'm the other. That's funny.
Cool. Yeah, I want to play another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So why don't we play one from the second half. This song actually, so I started working at Live from the Divide in 2013, and they had a murder ballad show either that year or the year after. It was very quick, and you had to write murder ballads, believe it or not. So I took, it was just me and my black lab at the time, and we went up Middle Cottonwood, if you've been up there. And it was the dreariest day. It was creepy. It was like Blair Witch Project creepy.
Murder ballad writing day.
Yes, huh? It was. Yeah, it was meant to be. But anyway, so we're up in the woods and hiking, and this song came to me, and I was like, oh, I have to remember all these, you know. I would just sing it over and over until I had it memorized so I didn't forget it. And then as I got home that afternoon, I wrote it down. And, of course, there were, like, revisions and stuff here and there. And I played it on the Live from the Divide stage back then, and I was just so nervous. And, you know, I hadn't, you know, not that I don't still get nervous, but I just hadn't played as much. And so it was a lot bigger, scarier deal, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, this came out. It's called Dear Catherine's Bobby. And here we go. Oh, hold on. Let me double check the tuning there, because that's going to drive me crazy. There's been a couple that I'm like, is this tuner actually working? Because I don't know.
Maybe it took the night off.
I think so, because it's a new one, and the guy highly recommended it, and I've been using it, but I kind of miss my... That sounds much better. Okay. It's funny, too, because when I play in, like, picking circles and stuff, I don't typically play these songs, because I have played them out so often that it's like, what covers can I play? All right, Dear Catherine's Bobby, here you are.
He lay there in pieces, distraught and dismayed. Lay there in pieces, what could she say? He lay there in pieces, the rock stained of red, just as the lipstick kiss on his head. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The fuzz found the body down on the bedrock. Officer McCleaver, ghost white in his socks, mangled and torn, the clothes the body wore, just as her heart felt at the beating that morn. Met at the bourbon bar on Copper and 8th. He said, my name's Bobby. She said, my name's Kate. To Catherine said, Bobby, would you go out on this day? She smiled politely, I cannot wait. Ooh, 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 ooh. Little did she know this whiskey was his poison. He was in fact his dear father's son. Double in the morning, 5 doubles at night. Her bruises would show despite all her fight. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, ooh, 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 oh, oh, oh. Too easy. woman or soul. God bless dear Katie's soul.
Wow. You said that's going to be on the volume two?
Yes, volume two.
Nice.
So, I mean, I guess you can't totally relax on your couch listening to the second half.
Don't close your eyes if you're relaxing on your couch.
No, it was one of those songs where it's like, oh, this is super creepy. I'm glad that I was prompted to write this. You know, like, I would have never. But it's cool because it does push you, you know, to think in different ways.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you can always just blame it on Live from the Divide. I mean, they made you do it.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just telling Katie and Bobby's story, you know.
That's right.
Where Bobby didn't make it.
And you had to have a murder ballad. I mean.
I did.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So.
That's right.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we've got time for one more if you want to.
One more song? Okay. Yeah. I would love to play you guys actually a new song. This was also written by Jennifer and I. And I just think it really touches home. To that feeling of why getting into music and need I say more? It's so funny. I'm like, I don't know if I'm hearing things right tonight. No, it's good. All right. First at 23, with money I saved from cutting trees 3 hours north on a Friday night for the songs behind the name and lights. Graveling his voice, he cast a spell. He began to play and silence fell. Sweat and hung on to every word, the sweetest notes I've ever heard. There's a man I never knew, but he sings the songs we two-step to. There's a man I never knew, but every single road could really wear him down. He told me so in a river town. One he married in a little church, one he loved better, who loved him worse. You never stop paying for a dream like this. A woman don't stay for a man. There's a man I never knew, but he sings the songs we two-step to. We two-step to. I drop a needle and the record plays. He speaks my mind in 100 ways. His heart, it beats in 3/4 time. That sure does sound a lot like mine. There's a man I never knew, but he sings the songs we two-step to. We two-step to. We two-step to. Step two. I heard him first at 23 with money I saved.
saved from cutting trees.
Nice.
Thank you.
For all of the guitar heads out in the audience, that's a nice Gibson you're playing.
It is. It's a 72 B25.
Nice.
Yeah. It does pretty good. I think sometimes it's hard to get it in tune. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed it, and I like the size because with those bigger bodies, my shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of take a toll.
It's, you know, it's just about getting broken in now, though.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
just about there.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you said you people can find the Volume 1 out there on...
Yes, so I released it in October. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, and please check out my website, mercedescarroll.com, for updated shows and... also, I'm on, you know, all the social networks, Facebook, Instagram, and that's kind of the best way to keep track of when things are happening. I post all my shows on there and when records are coming out and other various adventures.
Cool. If people wanted a hard copy, do you know if they have them downtown or?
You know, I've just been waiting on the vinyl, and I was going to talk to Bueno at Cactus and then try to get the vinyl and CDs downtown.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Otherwise, you can order them through me online, through my website.
Through the website.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's, I don't think I picked up the first volume, but I'm looking forward to the second volume.
Yeah.
I think that's a...
Well, I should have brought you one today. I dropped the ball. So
well, I remember seeing. You know, we were talking before, and I was like, I remembered seeing when you released it, and then I don't know, my brain went to a different place, I guess. But
it happens. Oh, trust me, I understand that. Oh, I'll put eggs on the stove and go do something else, and all of a sudden, what's that smell?
why is there black smoke
and
in my house?
They're just burnt to a crisp. So trust me, I understand that.
All right, well, this has been the Local Musician Spotlight. We'll be back next Wednesday night at 7 with another local artist. I think actually the Ornery Jacks will be up next week. So keep it locked here on KGVM for Amy and Jill's show coming up next. They've always got a great lineup, so you'll hear it here.